The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Reality Religion. Our subject today is the social gospel. When preachers talk about the social gospel, what in the name of heaven are they talking about? Well, the social gospel arrived in the United States among Protestants. They were dedicated to the betterment of industrialized society by applying Christian principles to the owners and workers of industry. For example, one result of such social gospel action is that child labor was done away with using the biblical principles of charity and justice and a shorter work week. They used to work awfully long hours. Labor reforms also introduced the idea of a living wage, factory regulations, an improvement of the working conditions for women. These things constituted the social gospel's most prominent ideas. The American Protestant movement in the late 19th and early 20th centuries introduced in very explicit ways Christian concerns about social injustice. It was a reaction to the type of religion, you know this kind of religion that concentrates solely on the spiritual redemption of the individual and ignores all the social evils caused by, for example, corporate America. I don't want to hit on them too much, but that gives you an idea. The same divine love which led Christ to die for us impelled him to feed the hungry multitudes, most of whom followed him, to be honest, because they knew they'd get some loaves and fishes. And they knew they could get healed from their sickness just because they needed healing. This same divine love should motivate all of us to do what we can to alleviate human suffering and to meet human needs wherever and whenever possible. We do this by social gospel events, like raising money to help the poor through meals, lobbying with our congressmen to help those who are disadvantaged, running camps and crafts, and even sports. A very prominent example of the social gospel today is the medical missions program sponsored by the Churches of Christ, the Catholic Church, and the Seventh-day Adventists. Such work has facilitated Christians to enter nations formerly controlled by communism in Eastern Europe and other communist countries such as Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. When I was in the seminary, I was told that the church should provide for the entire man. They had the expression, the whole man. I have always tried to keep that in mind during my ministry here at home and in such areas as Africa and the Caribbean, and even at the Naval War College, where I had the honor to be the founder of a PhD program for all our top military people. I took the job. It would inject some Christian principles into the curriculum. A group dedicated to this social gospel is called Bridges to the World. The organization links resources and Christian volunteers with missionaries and students. They join together to provide expertise in nutrition, education, agriculture, and construction. My hat is off to this organization and all other organizations that do such marvelous things under the title of the social gospel. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for listening. This wraps up the latest episode of Reality Religion. And again, I'm your host, Father Pat. To learn more about your free subscription, visit our website, www.theflypod.com. If you have any comments, questions, or even complaints, email me in the studio. My email address is host@theflypod.com. Until my next show, may God bless each and every one of you.